Now, as we were talking earlier this morning, hopefully you remember, it's not too long ago, that I said there are two different ways that God has given us to remember Christ and what he's done for us on the cross. The first is communion. And communion helps us remember what Christ did in the past 2,000 years ago, his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of our sins. But he also gave us the institution of baptism. And baptism, well, baptism helps us remember what Christ continues to do through that work, even today. Baptism helps us remember what Christ continues to do amongst our body of faith and how his work on the cross continues to shape and transform lives. Paul writes about baptism in Galatians 3, 26 and 27. And there, he says this. He says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." Now, as Paul goes into talking about baptism, he does start with a good, brief, but very important reminder that we are saved by grace through faith. He says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." That the way that any of us is saved is not by being a good enough person, not by being a religious enough person, not by joining the church, not even by taking the ordinances of things like communion or baptism, as we've had both today. No, anybody that's saved is saved through faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It's that when we believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, it's then, through that faith, that we are all made sons and daughters of God. And then, from there, once we've got that important foundation, he then moves on to talk about baptism. So we know baptism doesn't save us, but baptism is nonetheless special and an amazing opportunity for any believer. Because he says, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." That when a person, when a believer is baptized, they are clothing themselves with Christ. They are putting on Christ in a way that shows their friends, their family, the body of Christ that's gathered together with them, that Christ is a part of my life. That Christ has changed and transformed me. That I am a Christian. I am a Christ follower. We can't always see a person's faith. That's an intangible thing. That's something that happens in the heart of a person. So God gave us baptism as a way to worship before God and share with the body of Christ that amazing work that Christ has done. It's a way for all of us to remember that Christ is still at work even today, that Christ continues to change lives even today. And when a person is baptized, they are putting on Christ as a testimony for all of us gathered together. And much in the way that the elements of communion are rich in symbolism of what Christ did for us, the same is true for baptism. When a person is baptized, you'll notice that we baptize them backwards. This is symbolic of Jesus' death on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. When we baptize a person backwards, we baptize them into water. That water is symbolic of the way that through the work of Christ, our sins have all been washed away and we've been made clean and righteous in the eyes of God, even though we don't have any of that in ourselves. That's all through the work of Christ. And of course, we never leave anybody underwater. No, that would be very wrong. We baptize them up once again. And that's symbolic of Jesus rising again from the dead on the third day and the hope for a new life that we have in him. So even in baptism, which really only takes about 15 seconds, you have this beautiful symbolic retelling of the work of Christ on the cross. And when a believer is baptized, it is a way for them to give thanks to God and to share with the community of faith what Christ has done in their own life. And that's so important for us as we continue to remember what Christ has done. Because Well, when you look at something like Evacuation Day, an important question to ask is, well, why don't we celebrate that anymore? What happened? Why did people stop celebrating that holiday? And the truth is this. You know why people forgot about it? You know why it faded into the past? Because it didn't mean anything today anymore. Within 100 years, it had really lost almost all of its meaning to the average everyday person. There was nobody alive within 100 years that had ever experienced British rule in America anymore. And all those veterans that would have been honored for fighting in those wars, they had long since passed away. And you know what? By the time you were even at the 100-year anniversary of Evacuation Day, guess what? The British weren't the bad guys anymore. They weren't someone that you'd celebrate, yeah, we got rid of you jerks. They were our allies. They were trading partners. They were friends. And see World War I and II for evidence of how that would continue on. And because of that, Evacuation Day, it didn't really have a meaning for an everyday person. So we forgot. But you see, baptism is so special and amazing because it continues to remind us that what Jesus did on the cross, it's not just an act that existed 2,000 years ago. It reminds us that it's still having an impact in the lives of people today. It is still changing and transforming each and every one of us as believers even today. And it continues to work from generation to generation. And that's what baptism does. If communion looks to what Christ did in the past for us, baptism celebrates what he's doing in the here and now as that work continues to transform lives even within our body of faith. Now, for those of you that are worshiping with us online, I just want to give you a heads up that our feed is going to end in just a moment. And that's simply for privacy reasons. Those of you that are here, we will hear a testimony and see a baptism. But those of you online, Dave said, I don't want to get like 1,000 people saying what happened. It disappeared. It went off. We just want you to know what's happening. And simply for privacy reasons, we're going to conclude our online feed. But we encourage you to join us again next Sunday, same time and place, as we continue to remember and celebrate the great work of Christ in all of our lives. So for those of you worshiping with us online, you are dismissed. But not you here. This morning, we have an opportunity to celebrate alongside Abby Schmidgall as she makes this public